Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, greetings. Welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
Happy opening day. Happy April Fool's Day. And I got to be honest, Mike Harmon. Look, we got more on the day in Major League Baseball coming up in a few minutes. We've had a fun-ass opening day so far. I really almost got April fooled today in a big way, man.
Really?
I was so close. Because, you know, what happens to me when I get April fooled is like what happens with everybody else. You forget what day it is, right? Like, you know, and so a friend of mine who's a huge Eagles fan, right, sent me this text, so he knew I would get it when I wake up in the morning, because he knows that I turn my phone off at night because I work late at night and I don't want to get a text from somebody on the East Coast at 6 in the morning going, hey, Jason, give me a call when you get up. I'm like, dude,
you should
it's
get
6
up.
In the morning, man.
Come on, you're wasting daylight.
No, I need no, – at 6 a.m. I'm wasting daylight?
Yes, yes, you are.
This is not 1875. I'm not living in a cabin where I got to get up with the sun. I get up with the sun and I go to bed with the cows. No, I don't need to do that. I'll get up a little bit later.
All right, I wish I had that option. Anyway, keep going.
Listen, hey, we all build our lives the way they want to. Just because you have to get up at 3:30 in the morning every day because, you know, the cows need to be milked and the roosters need to be woken up and you got to get the eggs ready. That's your life. That's not mine, man. Everybody, we all make choices, Mike Harmon. I have my life the way I want it. You have your life the way you want it.
And change
one way isn't right
soon,
and one isn't wrong. Okay, it's just the way
well,
we live.
And sometimes your choices are narrowed down for you, and you dance with how life has to work. But I digress. What do you got? What
so
happened?
He knew this was going to get. Cause he knew I would get up and turn my phone. And the first thing I do, I turn my phone and I check my text messages, right, like everybody. And so he sends me this text going, can you believe this? And he photoshopped this great story that the Eagles fired Howie Roseman as their GM, right? He's a huge Eagles fan. Can you believe this? Why are they doing it now? Why not do it when you can satisfy Wentz? You're just pissing off Jalen Hurts. And I get it. And of course, because the first thing I do when I turn my phone on, I mean, I'm not one of those guys that gets out of bed and like, hey, I'm ready to attack the day. I'm one of those, all right, let me get up. Let me go to the bathroom. Let's sit here. I got sleep in my eyes. I need a minute here, but let me turn my phone on and see what's going on. So I go, and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, he's right. Why the hell? This is what the Jets did when they let Mike McCagney and do the draft and then fired him. I mean, what are the Eagles doing?
Well, we're ahead of the draft. I mean, it would be good timing. Take all his notes, fire him, and bring in a new set of eyes.
Hey, you're fired. All right, great. Oh, but wait. Don't leave your notes. Leave your notes. Okay,
well,
great.
Well, he has to. Those are property of the organization.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there at my phone. I just can't believe this, man. And look, this is how people get got, because their first response is always to go right to Twitter when they hear something. Oh, I want to get on. I got to say something about this, right? I got to say something right now. If I don't say something right now, in 10 seconds, it's going to be useless. I'm not going to be able to do this. So luckily, I go, oh, man. And I go and I look at the different websites. I look at Twitter. I go, why is this not anywhere? And then it hits me. I go, oh, today's April 1st. I'm like, oh my goodness, because I was nearly to the point where I was like, oh man, I got to get on and say, I'm gonna want to take a look and say something and tweet something on this or do it. But luckily, I checked and then I remembered, oh my goodness, today is April Fool's Day. I would have so gotten got, and I would have been so embarrassed all day if I'm out here going, the Eagles don't know what they're doing. They're firing Howie Roseman and all this, and then it would have been, oh man, and I would have been like those people out there, those serial tweet deleters. Oh, delete. I would have been so embarrassed if that happened. But it was a perfect plan. It was almost perfect because my friend knew exactly what. I wake up in the morning, I see the tweet, and I maybe say something, whatever it is. And I just luckily, when I checked, something in my brain go, why did I see anything on this? Oh, it's April Fool's Day.
Well, I saw a lot of folks that were deleting because they realized that they'd posted something dopey and needed to pull it back. it had nothing to do with April Fool's Day jokes. But certainly plenty of those out there. Some were pretty good. And when players and teams start to get in on it a little bit, it muddies the waters, right? Especially in this age of players announcing their own futures in the Twitterverse or on Instagram or whatever, right? How many people saw the George Kittle and got mad?
Oh, yeah. So, hey, right? Hey, best
here's
of luck, everybody.
Me in a Jaguars uniform. Yeah, see ya. It's like,
people just think George – I mean, really, if you're a 49ers fan, did we trade him? What happened?
What the hell happened? Yeah,
he
exactly.
He puts a picture of himself in a Jaguars
right,
uniform.
So you start looking around going, all right, what's real? What's imagined? Now, you know me, right? During this time, the last couple of years – you know, a little bit of money kind of put into the trading card market, and we've talked about the collectibles and everything else. One of the companies did a move this past week where they just said, look, we got too much of a backlog. We just need to catch up. And if you do this, the economics of it, they don't realize revenue until they process your order, and they're in Newport Beach. So if you've got boxes and boxes that are waiting to be processed, that's a lot of pricey real estate that is useless to you in the moment other than a storage area. Okay, so you can't expand your operations. Well, one of the other card companies today announced, well, we got hit and slammed as soon as they made their announcement. And so, like, here's our new fee structure. And everybody all day is going, all right, do we have to wait till tomorrow to find out if this is real? What the hell? Right? I mean, is this an April Fool's joke? Is this real? And there were just so many things throughout the day. I'm like making little notes like, nah, it's got to be fake. It's got to be fake. No real news today. I mean, you're looking for check marks perhaps more so than you do on a normal basis. Right?
Yeah,
because
well, you had the Tom Brady.
You have to do it, but yeah,
you had Tom Brady today saying, "Hey, I've bought the Montreal Expos. I'm bringing them back to Major League Baseball."
How great was that? But you know what? They keep talking about expansion, right? Yeah. They keep talking about relocation because they're talking about Nashville. Right? So, I mean, why not Montreal while you're at it? Add two teams. So, like, all right, can he pull this off, right? We'll get into the Spanos discussion a little bit that's swirling as the show goes on. But, you know, same thing. Players going, wait, if this is legit and there's a possibility, who's got some money they want to put in? I watched the thread of like 20 current and ex-players going, how do I get in? Oh, like, well, if you're current, you have to put it under a dummy corp and put it in somebody else's name. But go watch a couple of crime movies, and they'll teach you how to do that. But just, yeah, to your point, waking up, if you missed the first few hours, that's why getting up early on April Fool's Day is actually a good thing. You watch the madness unfold, and you know it. And whereas you come in midstream going, what's real, what's imagined?
And, you know, you'd think as the day goes on, you're conscious that it's April Fool's Day, and usually that works. Well, not so much for Kyle Korver, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Earlier tonight, the NBA on TNT, you know, Kyle Korver's been on the show now, and they asked him to read prompter, giving a tease going to break. Now, that's a network term. It's a radio. I got to explain to millennials what going to break is. So before a commercial, when you see someone tease, like, or when you see we tease something coming up because it's to get you to keep listening, right? We got something interesting coming up, and so we want you to let you know what's coming up next. So they put a thing in the prompter for Kyle Korver that says, hey, can you read this promo for tomorrow? And they said, sure. So he's reading the promo, and let's just let you listen to Kyle Korver go through reading prompter and what they wrote in there for him to read. He had never seen this. They just said, hey, can you read this? Yeah, sure, no problem. We're going to break. I'm reading a promo. Yeah, absolutely. Here's Kyle Korver.
Can you do this read on one, Kyle?
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow on NBA TV, everyone's favorite show, The List, returns at 8 p.m. Last week, we ranked the best dunkers. This week, we look at the worst team.
TNT, we're live. Can you do this read on one, Kyle?
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow on NBA TV, everyone's favorite show, The List, returns at 8 p.m. Last week, we ranked the best dunkers. This week, we look at the worst teammates in the league history. My pick?
D-Wade.
Set me
really?
Up.
Absolutely. Really?
He looks good, though. He always dressed real nice.
Keep reading it.
Okay.
Set up. That was good. I've never been pranked on April Fool's. That was awesome.
So they had an prompter there. You know, next week, tomorrow, should we rank the worst teammates ever? My pick, Dwayne Wade, absolute bum. That's what it says here in prompter. And Kyle Korver just reads the whole bleeping thing. It's like Ron Burgundy. Doesn't everybody know what you put in the prompter? He's going to read it. Oh, my goodness. He just read the whole thing. We're doing worst teammates. My pick, Dwayne Wade, absolute bum. All right. Then they told him it was a joke, obviously. But, I mean, this just shows you there's sophistication with reading a prompter. And then there's, hey, you know, Kyle will read it, man. Don't just put it in there. Let's see if he reads it. Oh, yeah, Kyle read it. And then he was really embarrassed.
Yeah, but think about that. If they left it a dot, dot, dot to fill in, and he said Dwayne Wade, or that's how it could be interpreted, you got problems, right? All of a sudden, you got beef where there was no beef, and it's all a joke. It's like they're putting him in a bad position. I mean, I'm not saying that we're getting towards the Michael Rapaport, Kevin Durant, let's yell at each other and use some really bad language, for which Durant issued a very short apology today. But yeah, they did Kyle Korver wrong. I mean, I guess that's rookie hazing in the broadcasting world. Let's see what he'll read. It's kind of like when we get new copy for a sponsor, right? And it's written not always up to what you'd want, or maybe it got jumbled a little bit, right? One of the sentences. If you don't read it beforehand, now you sound like an idiot. Did was he able to read that? It was only four lines. What's going on?
Yeah.
And it's oh, look, these words are transposed. This is wrong.
It's a promo. Now, you know, listen, it's a classic prank, right? And one thing I'll tell you, and this is one thing when you watch television, successfully reading a prompter on TV is a freaking huge skill that the average person doesn't know how big that is. All right. Because if you can't read a prompter, you can't work in television, right? You can't do it. And you have to be able to do it right. You have to be able to do it so it doesn't look like you're reading a prompter. You have to make it look like it doesn't look like you're reading. You can't see your eyes just following across the line. Can't see any of that. I mean, it is a huge skill. And, you know, not that I'm the greatest guy in the world at everything, but I'm really smooth on the air on TV. And I can read the hell out of the prompter. And, you know, I know all the tricks to do, and it was always a big thing that always saved me whenever something would happen. Hey, you got to read this. I'm sorry you got a chance to proofread it first, but just read this. It's going on here. All right, great. It is a big thing to be able to read a prompter. You can tell there's a thing where here's Kyle Korver. Okay, it's in prompter for me. I'm just going to read it. You know, like I know if that came to me, I would go, look at the worst teammates in league history. And something would hit in my head. I would go, all right, something's up here. And when he goes, my pick, I would go, hey, you guys are going to make me pick my worst teammate in league. Somehow something would have clicked in my head that would have said, hey, all right, something's
going
on here.
Just stop.
Just something's going on here. But if you don't know how to read one, or it's not something, yeah, it is a really, really big skill. I'm telling you, it's a big thing. And watch that when you see people on TV. This is why some play-by-play guys are really, really smooth, and others are better when they're just going off the cuff. But you can tell when someone's reading something, when someone is struggling to read something, when they're obviously reading something that they didn't write because it's not how they speak. There's all these things that I notice, and it's such a big deal. And when I saw this Kyle Korver thing, I could tell, all right, this is a guy that doesn't really do it. As much as he's on TV, he doesn't do it, because I could see his eyes narrowing a bit, and he's trying to seem casual when he's not. And I knew, okay, this is going to be something big because he's not used to this. And it turns out to be, hey, one of the worst teammates in the league. Well, and he actually says D. Wade's name. Like, why would you even say his name?
Well, now we have some questions. Now there's a follow-up segment to be had. They lured him and they generated content. And let me tell you, tomorrow a number of shows will go, hey, historically, who were the worst teammates? Let's bring on former linebacker, former Pro Bowl safety, whomever else. The one thing here is I always have the problem of aging myself, right? And I feel every day. I forget, you know, guys are aging with me. Kyle Korver's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Not have expected that. I just don't know. I saw that and went,
I'll go you one better. I will go absolutely one better on Kyle Korver. If you said, forget about Kyle Korver, is Kyle Korver still in the league? And I bet you team fans would go, ooh, yeah.
He's probably a sharpshooter somewhere. Everybody's looking for shooters.
He's playing, right? He played last year. Is he playing now? I think he's, I don't know. Maybe not. Oh, I guarantee you that.
Is he true TV or not true TV?
Is he? Are the following players still in the NBA or not? That would be a fun game, but it's got to be all NBA players who have been out of the game for like 5 years.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's the way it would have to be. Like it wouldn't be guys like, oh, hey, a guy just retired a year ago. You know, like that wouldn't work. Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Say,
oh, yeah. You'd have to be guys. Oh, no, he's been out of the game for like 5 years. No, he's Hall of Fame eligible. Oh, okay. All right. I got it. That's great. That'll be, I got to write that down.
Still in the NBA
or not?
That and worst teammates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Worst teammates.
By reputation. Worst teammates.
Yeah. See, the thing, that would be very successful because I think people would enjoy telling stories about bad teammates they've had. See,
well, because, I mean, you could do it in radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
we've all worked with a lot of folks through the years. Who's the worst teammates?
I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. When I was getting ready for the show tonight, and I was getting dressed after I took my shower. I used to take a shower like before I get on the air just to get ready to go. And I came out, and one of my old bosses at ESPN came into my head because I was just thinking about something, and I go, oh my God, that guy was the worst boss I've ever had. And I was thinking about a couple of stories, going, I cannot believe that. Like, I hadn't thought about him in a long time, going, this guy was absent. Nobody liked him. He was the worst because he was inept at what he did, and he was a bad guy. And so it was like, wow, those are two combinations you do not want in bosses. And I thought about one thing that happened with somebody else I worked with that I couldn't believe happened. I go, oh my God, I forgot that happened to that person. I was just thinking about that now. And look, cause, you know, we would like to think about that. Who's a bad people? Oh, yeah. Telling great people I worked with? Nah, those, I don't want to make you cry. I want to make you go, wow, that guy sucked. Wow, he was terrible. Oh my God, you heard the story Jason Smith told about his former boss at ESPN, all that guy was awful. No, I think those are the stories people want to hear more.
Yeah, I mean, once they tell us we're done, 5-7 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever that is.
The Mike Harmon tell-all will be coming up. My Life in Purple Shorts, Mike Harmon.
Well, it's not a bad title.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, day one in Major League Baseball. How did opening day go? Well, better for some teams. And how much do we have to worry about COVID? It's already affected one opening series. We still on that COVID train? Well, find out. Coming up next, keep it right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Bad news for Mike Harmon. The Lucas Giolito no-hitter and perfect game is now over.
Yeah.
The White Sox and Angels now tied at one in the top of the fifth inning. I'm sorry about that, buddy. You'll have to wait another 5 days for the next Lucas Giolito gem.
Still celebrating Lucas Giolito as we get to the top of the fifth. 1-1, we'll take it.
All right.
Come on, let's go. Change the game.
For more on opening day, joining us right now, longtime baseball insider. He is the proud host and owner of Sports with Friends, the Hall of Justice podcast, Syracuse alum. Seth Everett is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Seth_Everett. Seth, have any other Syracuse basketball players transferred in the last 20 minutes? Did I miss anything?
No, but I think I found my book that I left in the dome from 25 years ago.
Oh, okay. Very
okay. Well, that's good.
How you doing, man?
As long
you're
as
right?
you're not overdue.
I miss you guys. Yeah, how you been? Happy opening day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, even though the Mets didn't play, the Mets are still big winners, so it's okay.
Yeah, they're always winners, because when you're in it, you win it.
Wow, look at you. You're just bitter, man.
Wait,
just
no, I have a funny story. No, I have a story for you, though, that I was anxious to tell you.
Okay.
So I'm starting a third podcast now.
Okay.
Called TechStream. It's about technology and mainstream stuff, and it's really, really fun. It's with a tech expert who composed "Let's Go Mets."
Really?
The song. He
we
wrote
got
the song "Let's Go Mets"
to make the dream work. Let's go, let's go Mets! Wow, he wrote that song.
Hey, Gary Carter, hit that ball harder.
Wow. made my head hurt.
And I said Jason Smith was going to love this.
Well, I have to be on the opening podcast to at least tell him how much I love his work.
Well, yeah, I'll send him a note.
So listen, let's start here because we are talking about the Mets. We saw the opening day today and tomorrow get postponed for the Mets Nationals because of COVID concerns. We had positive tests on the Nationals. Is this something where, hey, it's still going to continue to happen, or is it, well, it's the beginning of the season, we may get a couple of stories like this, but we're going to run smoother?
Well, I don't know if smoother is the answer. I think the bigger thing was my favorite thing that I saw on social media today was the Red Sox got postponed, but it was just a normal rain. That felt good, didn't it? Because that's what we love in baseball. I think that what the league wanted was this season to start a month later, because we believe that every month we move forward in our society, We hope this situation is getting better. And the union stressed that they had to play 162 games. And because of that, you're still in hodgepodge mode. And the one question that I didn't get a satisfactory answer with is, what was the purpose of the taxi squad and having the taxi squad nearby if you have five guys off the roster? I could understand not playing today because you weren't sure who was connected or exposed via contact tracing. But I think tomorrow would have been an option if you have those five extra players. Isn't that what the taxi squad was designed for?
In theory, sure. In practice, we know the hiccups and glitches and all these other things. It's Major League Baseball, Seth. I don't expect them to get everything right. Come on. You're holding him to a higher standard. What are you doing?
Look, this sport, you know, regardless of how the virus is going, this sport does know their CBA expires. So, you know, I hope they're negotiating. I hope they're working at it. That's all I'm saying. I just remember, the National Hockey League shut down like everyone else last year, but when they came back with their playoff bubble, they had a four-year extension on the collective bargaining agreement. Major League Baseball cannot agree on something they completely agree with. The players want the universal DH. The league wants the universal DH. Why don't we have the universal DH? Because they can't agree on it.
Well, I think your point about the...
It's like a bad Mad Lib.
All right, I need a noun, a plural noun. Give me a plural noun. The one thing that's going to hit me, because you're right about the taxi squad, is that let's see if we find out who the players are. Right? Like, is this going to be,
right.
is it going to be
well,
three
that...
starters? Right? Is it going to be, you know, the meat of the lineup? You know, or you know, because that what I would go, oh, now I can see why they want to do the taxi squad, because you're not going to throw a bunch of Jags out against Jacob DeGrom and win a game. So is it, you know, well, was it guys that are great? So that's kind of what I'm waiting to see.
Well, but the other argument is they still put the seven-inning doubleheaders in place, and now you're going to have
right.
two extra doubleheaders. So I just don't understand, like, they're half doing the rules because, okay, seven-inning doubleheaders, but no universal DH and no extra playoff round, which I didn't like in the first place. Again, this sounds like the makings of what would have been a perfect 100-game season. They insisted on 162.
Well, you want to get your 162. Everybody wants their full slice of the pie, Seth. I mean, 60 games, folks are still saying the Dodgers win isn't legit.
Well, no one said that to me. I mean, I think the Dodgers legitimately won the World Series. And Justin Turner legitimately put his manager in great risk. But, you know, the idea that this season will feel better because there are fans. Look, I love the fans that are getting in to the game. I think the secondary market has been hysterical. Have you seen some of the prices for these regular season baseball games?
Sure.
Don't they realize they don't make contact anymore?
That's a lot of money for a strikeout and a walk.
Just
yeah.
spoken like a guy that doesn't wow. have to pay for games. That's all. I mean, look, the secondary market has also been manipulated by changing your policy every 48 hours of how many you're going to let in.
So well, the PCR test hurts it. And, you know, ballparks, this is one thing I did learn this week. The ballparks are at right now their own discretion when it comes to proof of vaccination. And that's a very hot button issue around the country and airlines and everything. And I understand all of it. And I'm not taking a side one way or the other. But it would be very interesting to see as the summer goes on if, for example, Fenway Park has one rule, but Wrigley Field has another. And I don't know how you do that. I think that this is where leadership comes in, and unfortunately, I don't feel confident in who's running this game.
Longtime baseball insider Seth Everett with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, now, as far as the game today, the Aaron Boone watch has begun tonight. They lose opening day. Aaron
panic,
Boone watch is
yeah.
underway. It has to start, right?
Aaron Judge is in mid-season form with those strikeouts. Those were fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he got to second base in the 10th inning when you start with a runner on second base, so there was that.
You know, and it's funny because I was flipping between games. I was actually really impressed with Braves-Phillies. I saw a big chunk of Braves-Phillies. The thing that I noticed about the Yankees is everyone who has memories of that home opener in 1996, this magical season where the Yankees won the World Series, and they were lovable then. They weren't the money-grubbing, you know, juggernaut that we've come to despise. That Yankee team opened in a snowstorm. Remember Andy Pettit wore a turtleneck? It felt like that today. I know it wasn't that cold, but it was really stinking cold. And again, I said, this, you know, you're playing all over the Northeast, and you're playing games in interleague situations, which means it's the team's only trips. At least the game that got rained out was Orioles, and that means the Orioles make three more trips to Boston, and in at least the national situation, they do have two more series at Nets Park where they could play these COVID games.
Make those up. Talking about the three outcome world, I saw this from the Cubs game earlier. In the second inning, they had a sacrifice bunt and tied their entire 2020 total. Change the game, baby.
I may steal that. That's pretty good.
That was from I saw the play,
but I didn't think of the line, and that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so because I know you've been waiting for it, give me your best Mets line with Francisco Lindor, $341 million. Tell me why it's going to suck. Tell me why things are going to be bad. Go ahead. Give me your Lindor line. I know you've been waiting all day for it.
Now, the only takeaway I had – and I'm friendly with the guy, so I'm not trying to rip him. But I listened a little bit to Evan Roberts on WFAN. And when he talked about the pressure that Francisco Lindor is going to be on because he now has to deliver. And I don't think he realizes that no matter what Lindor does, he's never going to be Mike Piazza. He's never going to be Daryl Strawberry. The stars of today are a different stratosphere. And Francisco Lindor is not a household name yet. He has to play well if he wants to even get close to that, because I could make the argument that only baseball people know who Jacob deGrom is. And, you know, I just think this is a different time. It's a different sports landscape than when we talk about stars. So to put him in the pantheon of these Met heroes, those people were all household names, and Lindor has a long way to go.
Yeah, at least when they had Matt Harvey, you could call him the Dark Knight, and everybody would get excited about Batman.
Right, and Noah Syndergaard blocked me on Twitter because instead of calling him Thor, I called him Squirrel Girl.
Wow. Well, maybe you just hit the wrong things on your keyboard. You got the autocorrect got you. Yeah, the autocorrect.
Certainly the autocorrect. Hey, give us a surprise for the year as you look at the landscape of Major League Baseball.
Surprise. I have a couple surprises for you. Number one, I think Tampa's going to struggle a ton. They have missed the middle of their the anchors of their rotation, and I think that despite the fact that they're going to have 17 openers, they are not going to be as good as possible. The Cincinnati Reds, do not sleep on them either. They're pretty decent. And I think that the Philadelphia Phillies, even though they won today, a lot of people I talk to in Philadelphia think this team is god-awful, and I'd be interested to see if they're the last-place team in that division. And the Marlins, who really impressed. Don't forget, Don Mattingly was manager of the year last year. I'd like to see the Marlins do it over 162.
You can follow him on Twitter at Seth_Everett. That's at Seth_Everett. Longtime baseball insider, Hall of Justice Sports with Friends podcast. And you just put up the Hall of Justice podcast with Frank Grillo from the Avengers.
Frank Grillo and on Sports with Friends, former adult film star Lisa Ann, who is now a sports radio star.
How long
did
that
one work? She does fantasy sports, right, Lisa Ann?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. And what she liked about coming on Sports with Friends was when I met her, I had no preconceived notions because I didn't know who she was.
Liar.
Oh, okay. All right. Very well.
No. I don't know their names. It's porn, my friends.
But you do research for guests, right? You got, they're coming on the show. I don't know what's going
to
be.
Yeah, I researched her after she asked if she could come on because we dedicated the podcast to Women's History Month, and I had all female guests for the month of March. And she heard about it and said, I'd love to do Sports with Friends.
Okay, here's the deal. All right, let me tell you. This is the lack of – I don't want to out you, but I'm going to out you. Here's the lack of research you do. If you type in Lisa Ann into Google, okay, the big thing on the right side comes up.
Don't do it on an iHeart computer.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying – don't do it at work, everybody. Don't do this at work. But if you just type – well, to get all is okay. You don't get pictures. If you type in Lisa Ann, the first thing that comes up big on the entire right half of the screen –
what I thought
Lisa
originally
– it says Lisa Ann, American pornographic actress. It's in big letters. You can't miss it, Seth. You can't miss it.
But if you don't Google her and you look up Instagram and you see, I thought she was one of those influencer people that I can't stand. That's what I really thought. And I didn't know. And then she started referencing, in a commercial spot we did, she started referencing Sarah Palin. Google that.
No, I'm going to wait on that because I think I know exactly what you're saying with that, and I'm going to wait on that.
I think it's pretty well – it's common knowledge.
I'm going to wait on that. Well,
Harmon knows. Sports with Friends is available on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcast.
No, she's funny as hell. She's good.
Sports with Friends, Hall of Justice, those are the podcasts. He is Seth Everett. Seth, as always, buddy, appreciate it. And if anybody else transfers from Syracuse, you got to call me and let me know.
I'll get you on the hotline. We'll start a phone chain.
Sounds good. We got it. Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Seth.
Oh, boy. Seth Everett getting back in the mix with us now at the beginning of baseball season. I'll tell you, sometimes all you need to do is a well-placed Google find, and you can, Mike, that's the thing now. You can find information anywhere you want on somebody.
Yeah, no, I'm calling BS. He can go to his grave claiming that. No chance.
It's like when that was so big,
it crossed into anything basic news because of the political side when Sarah Palin was at her peak.
Look, it's like when you watch a local news. When the local news anchor says, and they say at the scene of the crime, a water bong was found. I don't know what that is. Olivia, maybe you could tell me. I don't know what a water bong is. And I'm going to say it that way. Like, I really don't know what a water bong is. So I don't know, but let's go to the next story because, those kinds of things, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of how I look at it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
Quick reminder, when a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So in a very wild opening day, right? I mean, we're going to get in a few minutes some of the crazy things that happened with the Dodgers, with the Tigers. I mean, things that you just don't see ever in baseball, and we got two incredible stories on opening day. The biggest thing trending right now has to do with the White Sox game that they are playing right now against the Angels. 3-2 game, they lead middle of the sixth inning. Now, you have mentioned many times on the show the past couple of weeks about Eloy Jimenez, one of the best players on the White Sox, who's out for a few months potentially the rest of the season after tearing a pec muscle. So they're going to miss him. Except what they did tonight for him, opening night, you would do for a player after they die. I mean, this is why RIP Eloy is trending.
Yeah.
They showed the White Sox Twitter account, put a picture up. They had his jersey hanging in the locker that was signed by all his teammates when they stood out on the first baseline for opening day when they announced the lineups. They had his jersey with flowers in their hands. So it was like, the guy got hurt. I mean, I get it. It's a rough story, and I feel awful for the guy, but the guy got hurt, and this isn't, well, hey, you know, we lost the guy. You know, he got hurt. I mean, he'll be back. He'll play. I mean, it's a bad story. It's you know, it's awful that he got hurt. But wow, it's a little over the top with what the White Sox are doing for him.
Yeah, the signed jersey, put it up. I mean, I get it. You're with us or whatever else. But you know, as soon as you're carrying it down to, you know, introductions and national anthem singing and everything else, it's a bit much. And I saw it earlier and just went, this has to just stop, right?
It's hanging in the his jersey's no. hanging in the dugout with his batting gloves on it. I mean,
no, what look, and that and that's on? Fine, and that, I guess. But like, as soon as you call attention to it, like that's one thing. Like, if you decided to keep it within the team, and you know you're sad he's not with you, a big part of the team, right? Big expectations, a guy with a growing fan base, one of the young stars there. I saw it. Keep it within the team. Keep it in the clubhouse. As soon as you expose it, what's going to happen? It's going to get weird. And the way it got termed and I don't know, the language used just made it sound like it was such a much bigger deal. Look, not to say ripping your pecs, terribly painful experience. I've ripped chest fibers before, and for me, it felt like I was having a heart attack because it was not good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's lifting too much weight. Here, he's playing defense in a spring training game that everybody said, why you try so hard? But it's now the... He's gone 4 to 6 months. They're hopeful towards the stretch run and the playoffs, but they've now started the season with a very, very weird start to things. There's no question. A little shrine to Eloy Jimenez.
I mean, your reigning MVP, Jose Abreu, is holding his jersey on the first baseline. And the White Sox statement they put out, it's a picture of the White Sox on the first baseline. And they're looking away like they're looking at a highlight package of his life. And he's holding the jersey. And the White Sox put out just the only tweet that says, with us tonight and always. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
No, I know, man.
Come on,
look,
man.
I'm not getting it. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
This one I can't make sense of. And you know what? When I go to the game on Sunday, I'm not kidding. I will ask somebody, whether it's La Russa or one of the players, right? Because my girls and I are going to go to the game. We're going to be down by the dugout. So if you're watching on television, you'll hear, you know, me screaming like an idiot, no question. Gray Baines jersey and, well, matching face mask. But I have to ask the question, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. I mean, look, and of course, social media is savaging this. And of all the responses, I think my favorite is the Photoshop from Happy Gilmore, where that it's Lincoln and Chubbs and the alligator and Eloy Jimenez together when they're waving at the end over the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, check it out. It's the best. It's Eloy Jimenez with
That's
all of
insane.
Them.
Insane.
Oh, my. But, hey, I'll make you happy, buddy. Look, I think White Sox, you're going to have the best record in the AL. I mean, I really do. The division is not great. There's all the teams will cannibalize themselves in the East. And I fully look, I know how good your team is coming into this year. Look, losing him was a blow, yes. But White Sox, you guys are really solid, man. I expect best record in the American League, White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, you shore up the bullpen. You've got a manager who really knows how to manage a bullpen. I liked Renteria. I think there were some good things, but he'd get caught up in the switches late in games. Tony La Russa, for those that don't remember, like all this stuff he started long, long time ago in terms of shuffling guys, and you may hate him for it, but it should work. The big thing is, as long as he's good with guys flipping bats and chest thumping and whatever after home runs, White Sox should be in pretty good shape. Kopech is going to be a big piece, too, who opted out in 2020.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Well, if you thought that was insane, wait till we tell you the other big stories out of opening day. Keep it right here. That's next on Fox.